from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, and Kelly hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday, like Dylan would say. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is the wake-up call. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift if you want to tweet at us. Who was that a minute ago, Bo? We saw got the brisket rolling. Brandon Caldwell. Yeah. Shout out to you, man. Said it's going to be a dang good Friday, getting the smoker warmed up for football. That looks beautiful, man.
It was a good barg. I can't talk. It has me all choked up. I see a good brisket. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Are we slicing that thing or pulling that thing, Brandon? That thing. Oof. God, that looks good.
I like my brisket sliced.
Yeah.
I
do too.
I like it sliced.
Big on sliced brisket.
You see that great smoke ring it has, and you throw some homemade mac and cheese. Or, you know, really some box mac and cheese for me, but I church it up. And I like some fried okra, too. I really could do some fried okra right about now.
Kelly, are you and the husband big on home-cooked meals, grilling, cooking?
Yeah, I'm not the griller. I leave that up to him.
Fair enough. I didn't want to just...
No, we don't have a smoker or anything, though. We do have a grill on our back, you know, porch, but we don't get too fancy with brisket and
whatnot. What is the one thing that your husband would say, you know what, I'm going to light the grill up and do this tonight, and to get you excited?
He makes really good burgers. I know that's so basic,
that's a fair thing.
I love a burger. Yeah, I really
do. That's very fair. I was on vacation with the wife's family 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she's like, hey, we're going to do a burger night. You'll be manning the grill. And I was like, oh, no pressure. It's like 25 people here. Couldn't get the grill lit. I was like pouring sweat. You know, you're down at the beach. Golly. To your point, good burger off the grill makes all the difference. So, look, we talked about it a minute ago. Who's your favorite Falcons personality? Things are starting to ramp up. I want to make sure I say this. We're live from Flowery Branch from Falcons training camp. Practice day two. We'll see the team on the field here in what, guys, about an hour. So activity is picking up, starting to hear the golf carts roll by. Media members showing up and, hanging out. So everything's picking up, but I want to get you guys real quick before we get to the phone lines. Favorite Falcon personalities, because there's a lot of them. And we heard from Kirk yesterday. Obviously, Grady was at the podium. I think Caden Ellis, Kelly, has kind of been a guy that's come to the forefront a little bit, but a number of people that you love hearing from these days.
And there's a lot of different personalities. Like, the guys you all just mentioned are all so different from
so
each
different.
Other. But
so
the guys different. That I enjoy are the ones that like make me laugh or just like are funny. Tyler Allgeier has a great personality. He's just like super goofy. He's very himself. He's very into like very interesting hobbies. I think Kyle Pitts has really come out of his shell a lot, especially so far in this training camp and like this off season. I feel like he's become more of like a jokester and like he's kind of showing that side of him a little bit more,
yeah.
Which I don't think a lot of fans and people have seen from him. And of course, I think one of my other favorites is Kirk Cousins. He's just so himself. He's unapologetically himself, and you love that.
And just a good dude, but you're right, comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah, I'm all over the place because I actually love Grady Jarrett, me and Grady Jarrett.
And this is interesting coming from you because you're the all over the Falcons radio network, and you get a chance to see these guys kind of in their own element more than most people do.
Well, Grady Jarrett was my Jenny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jenny.
And I've told this story before, and I'll tell it very quick. But Kelly, 2015, we just got beat by the Panthers. That was that good Panthers team. They beat us like 38-0 or something. It was a miserable game. And they had took buses, so we had to get on the player bus.
He was a rookie that year.
Yeah. And look, players sit with them by themselves, and that's understandable. I'll double up with somebody. But I got on the bus like one of the last three people. It's Arch and me.
Oh, no.
And there, Arch Scott was in front of me. He got a seat. And I go down, and I'm starting to come back up because there are no seats.
Oh, no.
And I was just ready to try
You're
to
just gonna hold on.
And, Subway yes. style.
And Grady, yes. Grady grabs his bag and goes, "You can sit with me." And he puts his bag
Aww.
In. And I was like, do you want me to get on the inside? He's like, "Nah, man, you're good."
He was
and
your Jenny.
He was my Jenny.
He was
my
your Jenny.
My Jenny.
Yeah.
So
Seat's
Grady,
taken.
So Grady Jarrett will always be. And plus.
Can't sit here.
He'll forever live as one of my favorite Falcons of all time.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's a great player as well. Kirk is a good one. Drake London is actually a guy that if you're around a little bit, you kind of see the different side. But A.J. Terrell, I mentioned him earlier.
I was going to say A.J.
Terrell. And then don't forget Clark Phillips.
Clark Phillips.
Because Clark Phillips reminds me of me, but much more athletic. Because he is short, and he lets you know that
he's angry.
Ain't scared. He don't care if he's short.
Oh, man.
So I like all those guys.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Let's go out to our buddy John in LaGrange. John, welcome to Mike's Mafia, sir.
Hey, good morning there, El Capitan. You know, I'm gonna go out
Objection.
On a limb, and I'm gonna make Kelly an underboss of the Mafia.
I like that.
You know, Friday.
Right?
You know, it's Friday, so we'll make her underboss.
I like it.
Well, Kelly's the leader of The Price Is Right.
Ooh,
I like that too.
Hey, real quick, you know, I last time I was on, I was on a heater, and I'm going to keep drinking the Kool-Aid with the Braves. You know, they're going to turn it around. I don't know when. Might be 2032. But, you know, they're going to turn it around. It's going to be fine. Everything's great. My question on a Friday is this, fair or foul, with all the nonsense of the Olympics and, you know, you got your break dancing gold medalists and all this other garbage, how about the three of you going for gold, silver, and bronze? You get a fifth of Maker's Mark. You get three glasses with three quarters. You're playing quarters for the gold medal.
Yeah.
Which one of y'all brings home the gold? Y'all have a great
There's
weekend.
No doubt. That's me. That's John. That's not even a question, dude. That's absolutely locked in. I'm going gold. Y'all can fight for silver and bronze all you want to.
Well,
but I'm just telling you.
Can we have some secondary games like Flip Cup? Or
Flip Cup, I'm taking gold.
All right, then I got beer pong.
I mentioned this the other day. I used to do beer Olympics at Kramer's in Buckhead, and they had Mario Kart drinking and driving, and you had to finish your beer before the end of your race. I think it was Wario Stadium. You could either chug it to begin with and run it, or you could wait till you wrecked and, you know, take a sip and all this stuff, but you had to finish your beer before you finished, and it was all about who won the Mario Kart race, and it was like one of the best things ever.
I think the move is chug it before and then drive.
Yeah.
I mean, only on Mario Kart.
Right, Mike,
only on. Yeah.
I've done that 1,000 times.
Saying the silent part out loud. all right. Let's go over to our buddy Chief over in Southwood. Hey, Chief, welcome to Mike's Mafia.
No, Chief is a member of the Squid Nation,
not.
Chief.
He's, my friend. He's
Stop
he's,
leading these callers.
Yes. What's happening, Chief? Miss Price, because the price is right and you sound so nice. Let me introduce myself. My name is Chief, part of the nation, a domination. Before I get to my wake-up call, Kirk Cousins has to be my favorite personality. I mean, he reminds me of Wendy Williams. He's going to tell everything. He's spilling the tea.
Not Wendy Williams.
So, you know, that got to be Kirk Cousins. Now, my wake-up call is for Mr. Matthews, Dilly Matthews. You know, on his show, he always gets his roll call, right? He always, you know, whoever's driving what and whatever profession they're in. But the biggest profession in Atlanta has to be the hospitality industry. And he never says anything about the hospitality, which is I'm a part of it. You know, I work for a hotel. So, you know, just letting Dilly know, hey, you got to mention hospitality workers because we control the city.
Yeah. Wake up, Dylan. And actually, I'm glad you brought this up, because earlier when we were getting ready to come on, Dylan was doing all his shout-outs, and he said, shout-out to all the dental hygienists. And I was like, I'm sorry, what did he just say?
Did he
say dental hygienist? I was like, no, he did not just say that. There's no dental hygienist at work right now, Dylan.
Chief, I'll add it to the list. It'll be on the list Monday. And, yeah, the dental one, that was a request. So, yeah, I do take requests, okay. And if people do request it, I'll add it to the list. List is getting all pretty right. long.
What, is there a convention in town? Dental Hygienist of America or downtown?
That the hospitality industry is hosting.
Yeah, that's right.
Good point. Let's get to another wake-up call. Let's go to Scott on 85. Scott, what's up, buddy? Good morning.
Good morning, team. First of all, you guys have a great weekend. But we got to do a wake-up call for Grant McCauley. Love this kid. I know he's a local guy. I know he means well. I know he wants to keep those press credentials active. But he could walk into an Ebola treatment center and give people hope. Like, I don't understand. Like, can he ever say anything bad about the Braves or call it like it is? And this is pre-injuries, so don't try and come to his defense and say, oh, well, the Braves got injuries. But every time I listen to Grant McCauley, it's got about the same intrinsic value as taking my own sister to the prom. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Tell him to get real and give us some bad news once in a while. It won't kill him.
Oh, man.
I'm not really here for the Grant McCauley slander.
He's not. But, I mean, Grant is the ultimate optimist when it comes to Atlanta Braves baseball. Well, he knows these guys.
Which is different than a lot of fans in the city.
And I'm glad you said that, Scott, because before you go, but we have Grant McCauley coming up in about 9 minutes, all right? So you don't want to miss that. But, I respect that about Grant. I love eternal optimism and your fanhood. I am curious to see where he's at when he comes on next segment.
Well, he's even keel, and that's the thing about Grant. You gotta know one thing: Grant doesn't overreact to anything. And it is this is a bad, bad stretch that the Braves have played. But there's hope that you know that how good this team can play. That you would like to think that when you have Chris Sale going 7 1/3 and 2 earned runs, that you can find a way to score more than 2 runs, right?
Yeah,
and so I understand the optimism. I think he's just even keel. I don't think he goes too far one way or the other. But he's also been very open about just how bad Matt Olson has been lately. He's put the numbers up there, and it's just part of it. So I don't know. I understand where Grant's coming from because you try to stay even keel. But I can tell you one thing: Grant can be. Can be as critical as he wants to the team. They're not taking his press credential away. That's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
Not in America.
I don't think
not
that's
yet.
How it was going to be. Has Brian Snicker finally had it? Is he finally mad with the product he's getting on the field? We will talk to our very own Grant McCauley coming up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the Morning Shift.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. And like I said, activity picking up around here. Players trickling in, getting ready, getting taped. You know how it is. It's the buzz. Everybody, trainers and guys looking at the grass and seeing how it did with the rain and everything else going on around training camp. However, you won't see fans trickle in. So if you need all the latest update, Come to 99. We'll be your eyes and ears throughout training camp and make sure we keep you posted on all the cool stuff going on. However, we're going to go now to 92.9, the game's brave insider, Grant McCauley. And, Grant, there was nothing cool going on up in New York yesterday. Before we get to that, though, we were doing a wake-up call a minute ago, Grant. We were talking about favorite Falcons personalities. Who's your favorite Braves personality? Who's the guy that you love going to talk to in that locker room?
Goodness, that's a good question. There are some of these guys that, for me, I've been talking to them since they were drafted, since they were in the minor leagues, and it's fun to have watched the way that they have grown. So I would say right off the top, I always enjoy catching up with Austin Riley. He's just been a guy that I've watched, you know, grow and become one of the cornerstones of this club. So I'd probably go with him, though I always like catching up with A.J. Minter as well. Those are a couple of guys that I just feel like, you know, they shoot you straight. They keep it real. They're, you know, as we can talk about, they've been through the ups, they've been through the downs, and I think it's just nice to kind of see their careers blossom and grow, and hopefully there are some good days ahead. But last night would not go on the list of good days.
And speaking of keeping it real, Grant, this time last week, coming back from the All-Star break, I remember asking you, what can Braves fans be positive about going into this second half? Oh. And it feels like it's been nothing but negative, really, since, outside of especially pitching. What can Braves fans be positive about at this point? Is there anything that you can kind of point to?
I don't know that the answer to that question is anything other than yesterday is yesterday, and you know, you have a new opportunity today to maybe try to do something different. But the Braves have tried to do a lot of things different, I feel like, over the past two, almost 3 months, really going on 3 months of not playing the brand of baseball that they expect to play or that people tuning in out there expect to see from this club. So, you know, I really don't know that there's an answer, because when you start to stack up the, you know, the performance is one thing. Obviously, the offense has been a huge problem. We're not going to solve it on this call. The injuries have not made things any better. But as you pointed out, Kelly, I mean, this is a team that has been one of the best pitching clubs in baseball. That's the only thing that has kept them afloat, and it's kept them from sinking like a stone, not only in the National League East standings, but in the wild card. They have 2 months ahead of them, but man, whatever is going on in the, you know, the war room, if you will, of trying to figure out what, if anything, can be done to help this club at the trade deadline, I can't even imagine what those conversations are like right now, because while I don't think that there's, you know, mass hysteria and panic, I don't know that there are any really clear answers at the moment right now. Even though they're in a playoff spot and a position where the season to end today, it feels like anything but that.
Well, Grant, one of the things that I've always loved about Brian Snitker is he's so even keel. He will never really throw his players under the bus. He'll never, you know, do this outrageous, you know, kick dirt on the home plate and maybe throw a water jug out there, even though that's probably what I would do. But last night, his response to whatever the hell that sacrifice bunt, debacle, suicide squeeze, whatever, yeah, whatever all that was, is that as off the script and maybe out of personality and out of brand for Brian Snitker as you'll see?
Yeah, I mean, that list is not very long. I mean, he's like anybody else, though. I mean, at some point you reach a level where it's like, you know, I don't know what you want me to tell you other than, you know, the truth, which was that was not something that he had planned. And that doesn't mean that, you know, he's lost the clubhouse, nobody's listening. I mean, again, it's the frustrations clearly have mounted. And you have a bunch of guys that I feel like for a while in different incarnations, and maybe last night being the worst example of this, are just overthinking it, trying to do too much, putting a lot of pressure on themselves. And, you know, last night, I don't know how you explain it other than the words that Brian Snitker used. It's unacceptable. I mean, you ran yourself out of the opportunity to get what should be a gift run that you can produce in the extra inning scenario. And the Braves, they did not even get the third man of the inning up there. And the third man was Austin Riley. So I don't know how you figure that out, or how you can't figure out a way to get some of your best bats up there with that guy up there. And ultimately, Laureano fell on the sword. Jared Kelnick fell on the sword. Brian Snitker, essentially after the game, I mean, you heard it, said, you'll have to ask them. I don't know what they were doing, but ultimately, you don't hear a lot of that. And I know it drives people nuts that Brian Snitker doesn't get fired up and run out and get tossed out of every game every time a call doesn't go the right way. But, you know, it's a different time and a different baseball than it was maybe back in the 90s when Bobby Cox was famous for doing that. Now you pretty much just get automatically ejected and pay a fine. So I'm not sure that there's a lot that's going to fire up the club about the manager paying a bunch of fines, but that is what it is. And, you know, I don't think, other than the optics of you'd like to see the life I don't know that it's going to change the results. But, you know, again, who knows what's going to change the results at this point, because this Braves club has felt like offensively a rudderless ship for a long time.
Our very own Braves reporter, insider, and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. Well, Grant, to that point, it just feels like they're pressing. Feels like they just keep pressing more and more. How do you relax as a player when it's this bad, or is the only thing that, you know, kind of forces your hand to stop the pressing and kind of relax as a player and just do what it is you do the best? Is it just winning? Is that the only thing?
I mean, results are the thing. I mean, you want to do everything you can, obviously, to help the club win. And when you're used to having a certain amount of results and they don't show up, it's natural, no matter what it is. If it's our job, if it's, you know, anybody listening out there, whatever they do, if they're not getting the results that they're accustomed to getting, they're probably going to spend some time figuring out, okay, I've got to reverse this. I've got to make up for what didn't happen in this situation, in that situation, the last month, the last 2 months, whatever it is. I do feel like there's some of that being carried up there, but ultimately, you know, while everybody's human, you have to find a way to separate the moment from the present moment from what they have dealt with. And that is much easier said than done. And I don't have, again, I wish I did, you know, the answer, the strategy, whatever it is, that would be an easy fix for this club. But, you know, this game is hard. It's not easy. And they're going through it. Nobody knows it more than they know it, obviously. And they're just going to have to figure out a way to get through and get onto the other side, because, and I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, this club is too talented to have played the way that it has. The injuries have certainly been a problem, but they haven't been the only problem. There are certain guys that are simply not having the seasons they need to have in order for this club to reach the kind of success that they set out to reach at the very start of the season.
Well, Grant, you mentioned it earlier. The only reason this team is afloat is because of the pitching staff. And
yes.
I just have to wonder, a guy like Chris Sale, and even Pierce Johnson later in the game. Look, we saw Chris Sale in Chicago in that one-off White Sox game throw a gem. Throws another gem last night. Obviously, he's going to be upset with himself about the walk and the home run. But other than that, I mean, just he's lights out, and he's been so good. I just wonder what his attitude is like right now, and is there a level of frustration with the pitching staff when they look at how bad this offense has been?
No, I don't think he can. I mean, I have talked to different pitchers at different times, and, you know, earlier this year, you know, I was talking to AJ Minter, and he said, look, I mean, you know, the pitching staff takes it as a point of pride to go out there and try to keep this club in the game so that when the offense does get a chance to do what it can, that they have a chance to win the game, and vice versa. There are times where, you know, the pitching staff's going through it, and you've kind of got to slug your way out of it, and the Braves have done that in the past. It has not felt like that in 2024, but typically there are times in the season where one side or the other is kind of helping out, maybe carrying the freight a little bit more than the other one is. But I don't feel like it's individual frustrations over anything other than individual performance. It's not, man, these guys can't hit, I don't want to be here. Like, that's not the kind of attitude or thoughts I feel like that are going on. You know, because it is a long season, and everybody understands, you know, you there are things you can control and things you can't control. And if you're a pitcher, you cannot control how many runs are scored for you. You do have some control over how many runs are scored against you. Unfortunately for Chris Sale, you know, another great start. He made one mistake to a hitter who has worn him out in the course of his career as well. Francisco Lindor is batting well over 400 against him, which is wild because I didn't know anybody out there was hitting over 400 against Chris Sale. But that's just the case. I mean, the Mets did not take an at-bat in that game with a runner in scoring position until that extra inning in the 10th. And ultimately, that single, that game-winning single that I heard being talked about in the Sports Flash, I don't know how that's a single. That's a flat error in it doesn't change the outcome of the game, but I don't know who's scoring that a single. That is just an absolute misplay, and that was just the icing or the cherry on top of one of the most forgettable games that the Braves have played this year.
Well, and of course, the Mets catching up to the Braves kind of here in the division, and since April 29th, the Braves themselves are 35-40. Grant, do you feel like there's a chance that if things go even more south over the next couple games or days, that the strategy at the trade deadline might change or the calculus might change?
In terms of how much they might look to bring on, yes. In terms of are they going to, you know, tear down the tents and sell off the pieces and, you know, put up a sign that says coming in 2025? No, I don't think they're going to get to that point. But if you're going to make any kind of move, like, you know, obviously with the deadline being what it is, you know, now is the time. And if you're going to send any kind of message to that team that, hey, we're going to get some reinforcements, we're going to try to circle the wagons and really make a run of this, which Alex Anthopoulos has been on record as saying, you know, like, we're not in a selling mode. You know, we're going to try to add, famously 2021 will always come up, and for good reason. I understand that that's the best possible outcome. But he's facing a tall task this year because it's not just, hey, you lost your superstar player, some things haven't gone right, can you figure out a way to supplement the club? It just feels like a lot of things on the injury front have really compounded for the Braves. But the performance standpoint, first and foremost, from some players that are still active and still in there every day, has not even come close to approaching what it needs to. So to answer your question, I don't know that the next couple of days really makes or breaks it, but it's certainly starting to feel like it if the Mets are able to pass the Braves, not only in the division, but also in the wild card race, which is realistically, I think, where the Braves' best playoff chance is, and that's not any kind of breaking news here, then, yeah, I mean, it's going to make the decision tougher. And again, as I said earlier, I don't know what the discussions are right now about what they can do. We're seeing a couple of players start to move, come off the board. That Randy Arozarena idea that I had, yeah, that one got shipped to Seattle. So they're going to have to come up with something else that might help them out.
Hey, Grant, where can we catch you next?
Now, you can find me on From the Diamond this Sunday from 5 to 7. Obviously, we'll have a lot to talk about with what's going on with the Braves and, of course, the rest of Major League Baseball. You can also get From the Diamond wherever you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that's 92.9 The Game, Braves in Cod. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, look, we got to get to break. I really want you guys to hear the sound. Dan Lanning yesterday was on the Pat McAfee Show, and it was good-natured. But boy, he took a shot at Kirby Smart. We also got a Life of Squid coming up. We're live from Flowery Branch. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Took Nike, who I've had the great pleasure of meeting Phil Knight and his wonderful wife Penny, and I wish I could get some of that NIL money that he's sharing with Dan Lanning, but that's another note.
That was the voice of Kirby Smart, the head football coach at the University of Georgia. We are the Morning Shift rolling on here live from Flowery Branch, and why do I play that cut that's over a week old? Well, interesting enough, yesterday, Dan Lanning was kind of making his rounds because, if you haven't remembered, it is Big Ten Media Days in Oregon now in the Big Ten. And he went on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday to have a little answer for his old buddy Kirby Smart.
I think it's impressive that guys like Kirby have been signing the number one class in the nation without any NIL money this entire time. Well, hey, obviously, Coach Smart took a little shot at us. I don't think it's a secret. If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better have great support. We have that, but it's one plus one plus one. It's also the 300 teams that we went to this spring to visit. It's the 23 satellite camps. It's when they come to your campus. It's our staff. It's our alignment with our entire university that makes, you know, recruiting work.
Listen, Kelly, I try to be the interpreter on this show sometimes. You know, the Key and Peele skit where he's standing behind the president and he's interpreting for him. Like, what I hear is, I ain't apologizing to nobody, bro. Like, y'all all wish y'all had these zeros for your NIL. I ain't got nothing to say to any of you. And Ohio State just talking about $20 million for their team this year. Dan Lanning's probably sitting back there going, ha, yeah, right, $20 million. I got more than that. I think he's just unapologetic, and I love it, actually.
Yeah, and to Kirby Smart's point off the top there, not every program has a blank check from a guy worth $33 billion. Yeah. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I actually love this part about Dan Lanning is the unapologetic turning other people's words into, you know, fuel for his team. He did it with Deion back when, you know, Deion in Colorado was getting all that press when Oregon played them, and He turned, you know, what that was into his own thing and fueled his team, which I don't think they really needed it in that game. But then this thing with Kirby Smart, look, these two obviously have a very good relationship. They worked together for some years. I never thought when Dan Lanning left Georgia that Dan Lanning would be this.
I agree.
And I am here for it. Dan Lanning, look, I'm a, you know, we pull for Florida. I'm I'm a Billy Napier guy because he's my coach. I do like Billy Napier. Yeah, he frustrates me. Boy, Dan Lanning could coach my football team any day of the week in college football. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of what that, and I like that. And look, nor should he apologize.
Yeah.
Because Oregon is at some, in some ways they're not, they don't have the weather that we have down here. You know, where they have to play in some cold weather games. They're way up there. There's a lot of things that they don't get the likes that Georgia gets. But guess what? They win. He's trying to recreate the brand at what they win at. And never apologize for NIL money, especially not the day where coaches openly beg for it and say, I need it or I can't win a title, Ryan yeah. Day. So, yeah, and let's one more thing real quick. Let's not act like Kirby's first job when he took there was to get the big money at Georgia that it might have gotten disconnected, that South Georgia
right.
money,
brought it back
and
in.
Reconnected. Yep. He did, and it's worked.
Real quick before we go to Life Squid, I want to ask both of y'all, in this day of NIL – is a place like Oregon, is that like a destination job? Like, I can't imagine any reason in the NIL era that a guy like Dan Lanning would say, you know what, I'm going to head somewhere else. I mean, Oregon, that's the place to be, in Ohio State, obviously, as well.
I mean, I think it's been that for a couple of years, even before the NIL.
That's a good point.
I mean, think of how many athletes they've been able to get there and how much success they've had over the last couple of years, even before the NIL era. So I don't think that's changing.
Yeah, I actually think take her answer and go a little bit further back. Kelly's right because it was a destination before. You know why? Because before, what did they have? They couldn't pay them legally, but they had the cool shoes, the cool outfits, the cool jerseys.
A new uniform everywhere.
4,000 different combinations of helmets and jerseys.
Not to mention, Mike, you know how it is. When you're an athlete on a team, you get all of the cool swag, right?
For sure.
And so what's better than cool Oregon Nike swag? I mean, as a 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old guy, that stuff's really cool. So that's exactly why Oregon has really not suffered the past, 20 years of football. Even under Mike Bellotti, they were knowing how to win, and they kind of reinvented their style, and now Dan Lanning's bringing a different style. I think it's a really good point. You know what else is really good? Me.
I'm trying to make money however I can. It's not just about you.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
All right. A little W Sauce. Little,
me and Kelly are going to live stream this next time.
yeah, the visuals really go with it.
It's so bad. And there's probably a Squid Nation shirt under that pullover, so we can just get the whole vibe going.
No, I'll have that stashed away for tomorrow when we're at Seconder High School.
He's going to get a t-shirt gun.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea.
Why did you put that idea in his head?
I'm sorry.
That's a good idea. I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe I'll have to bring a couple of shirts made.
Nothing more.
Don't forget my friends at WSauce. Go to WSauce.com. And also, I found it in my Kroger. So it's in Kroger's now. It's in Publix's. It's everywhere. It's the WSauce. And don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. I don't know if you got a medium-sized truck like Mike.
Right.
Or a big truck.
If mine's medium, what's yours?
Like a 1500 and 2500, they're almost the same truck.
Right,
ain't much difference. Anyways, get over to Status Truck and Trailer Repair. They're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
So, look, there's some guys that you want to give motivation to, and there's some guys you don't. And I'm guessing Patrick Mahomes, who is already the best quarterback in the league, maybe the best overall player in the league.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, seventh round draft pick, Trey Taylor from the Las Vegas Raiders, a rookie, decided he was going to pull out a Kermit the Frog hand puppet, which had a little wig on it, which, you know, looked similar to Patrick Mahomes' hair, and a Chiefs jersey. And he put his hand in the puppet and started talking, and at one point it seemed like he said, I'm a bee. Which was ridiculous, and he had a lot of fun with this. Now, who is Trey Taylor? Trey Taylor is a rookie drafted in the seventh round out of Air Force. He's a heck of an athlete. He won the Jim Thorpe Award, which is a multi-athlete award. However, seventh round draft picks are guaranteed nothing in the NFL. And he might not even get to play. But if he ever sees the field against Patrick Mahomes, I can guarantee you it will be – I don't care if they're losing the game.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes will tell Andy Reid, I'm going at that guy every single play on this drive. It'll be like that drive that I don't know if you guys remember in 2015, Roddy White's one of our – still here. It's his last year here, and the fans are like, why isn't Roddy getting the ball? So Kyle Shanahan hears it for weeks. The opening drive, he throws the ball at Roddy like the first five straight plays to prove a point. That's what Patrick Mahomes is going to do to Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. These kind of things just never end well. I mean, there's just no – like, what is the best possible scenario for Trey Taylor? I can't think of
one.
To make
the roster.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't think of one that actually sounds realistic. So kudos to him, I guess, but it is what it is.
The last 5 years, the Raiders have only beaten the Chiefs twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here they are, so rent free.
Yeah, it's
five times. It's twice a year. So it's 10 times. Two out of ten, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not very good.
No,
sounds like some of the Braves' batting average. Hey, real quick, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and
start packing.
That's right.
Look, when we come back, we'll catch up with the Steakhouse. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. We'll be right back.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Took Nike, who I've had the great pleasure of meeting Phil Knight and his wonderful wife Penny, and I wish I could get some of that NIL money that he's sharing with Dan Lanning, but that's another note.
That was the voice of Kirby Smart, the head football coach at the University of Georgia. We are the Morning Shift rolling on here live from Flowery Branch. And why do I play that cut that's over a week old? Well, interesting enough, yesterday, Dan Lanning was kind of making his rounds because, if you haven't remembered, it is Big Ten Media Days in Oregon now in the Big Ten. And he went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday to have a little answer for his old buddy Kirby Smart.
I think it's impressive that guys like Kirby have been signing the number one class in the nation without any NIL money this entire time. Hey, obviously, Coach Smart took a little shot at us. I don't think it's a secret. If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better have great support. We have that, but it's one plus one plus one. It's also the 300 teams that we went to this spring to visit. It's the 23 satellite camps. It's when they come to your campus. It's our staff. It's our alignment with our entire university that makes, you know, recruiting work.
Listen, Kelly, I try to be the interpreter on this show sometimes. You know, the Key and Peele skit where he's standing behind the president and he's interpreting for him. Like, what I hear is, I ain't apologizing to nobody, bro. Like, y'all all wish y'all had these zeros for your NIL. I ain't got nothing to say to any of you. And Ohio State just talking about $20 million for their team this year. Dan Lanning's probably sitting back there going, ha, yeah, right, $20 million. I got more than that. I think he's just unapologetic, and I love it, actually.
Yeah, and to Kirby Smart's point off the top there, not every program has a blank check from a guy worth $33 billion. Yeah. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I actually love this part about Dan Lanning is the unapologetic turning other people's words into, you know, fuel for his team. He did it with Deion back when, you know, Deion in Colorado was getting all that press when Oregon played them, and He turned, you know, what that was into his own thing and fueled his team, which I don't think they really needed it in that game. But then this thing with Kirby Smart. Look, Kurt, these two obviously have a very good relationship. They worked together for some years. I never thought when Dan Lanning left Georgia that Dan Lanning would be this.
I agree.
And I am here for it. Dan Lanning, look, we pull for Florida. I'm a Billy Napier guy because he's my coach. I do like Billy Napier. Yeah, he frustrates me. Boy, Dan Lanning could coach my football team any day of the week in college football. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of what that, and I like that. And look, nor should he apologize.
Yeah.
Because Oregon is at some, in some ways they don't have the weather that we have down here. You know, where they have to play in some cold weather. Games are way up there. There's a lot of things that they don't get the likes that Georgia gets, but guess what? they win. He's trying to recreate the brand at what they win at and never apologize for NIL money, especially not the day where coaches openly beg for it and say, I need it or I can't win a title, Ryan yeah. Day. So, yeah, and let's – one more thing real quick. Let's not act like Kirby's first job when he took there was to get the big money at Georgia that it might have gotten disconnected, that South Georgia
right.
money,
brought it back
and
in.
Reconnected. Yep. He did, and it's worked.
Real quick before we go to Life Squid, I want to ask both of y'all. In this day of NIL, is a place like Oregon, is that like a destination job? Like, I can't imagine any reason in the NIL era that a guy like Dan Lanning would say, you know what, I'm going to head somewhere else. I mean, Oregon, that's the place to be, and Ohio State obviously as well.
I mean, I think it's been that for a couple of years, even before the NIL. I mean, think of how many athletes they've been able to get there and how much success they've had over the last couple of years, even before the NIL era. So I don't think that's changing.
Yeah, I actually think take her answer and go a little bit further back. Kelly's right because it was a destination before. You know why? Because before, what did they have? They couldn't pay them legally, but they had the cool shoes, the cool outfits, the cool jerseys.
A new uniform everywhere.
4,000 different combinations of helmets and jerseys.
Not to mention, Mike, you know how it is. When you're an athlete on a team, you get all of the cool swag, right?
For sure.
And so what's better than cool Oregon Nike swag? I mean, as a 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old guy, that stuff's really cool. So that's exactly why Oregon has really not suffered the past, 20 years of football. Even under Mike Bellotti, they were knowing how to win, and they kind of reinvented their style, and now Dan Lanning's bringing a different style. I think it's a really good point. You know what else is really good? Me.
I'm trying to make money however I can. It's not just about you.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
All right. A little W Sauce.
Me and Kelly are going to live stream this next time.
Yeah, the visuals really go with it.
It's so bad. And there's probably a Squid Nation shirt under that pullover, so we can just get the whole vibe going.
No, I have that stashed away for tomorrow when we're at Seconder High School.
He's going to get a T-shirt gun.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea.
Why did you put that idea in his head?
I'm sorry.
That's a good idea. I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe I'll have to bring a couple of shirts made.
Nothing more.
Don't forget my friends at WSauce. Go to WSauce.com. And also, I found it in my Kroger. So it's in Kroger's now. It's in Publix's. It's everywhere. It's the WSauce. And don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. I don't know if you got a medium-sized truck like Mike.
Right.
Or a big truck.
If mine's medium, what's yours?
Like a 1500 and 2500, they're almost the same truck.
Right,
ain't much
okay.
difference. Anyways, get over to Status Truck and Trailer Repair. They're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
So, look, there's some guys that you want to give motivation to, and there's some guys you don't. And I'm guessing Patrick Mahomes, who is already the best quarterback in the league, maybe the best overall player in the league.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, seventh round draft pick. Trey Taylor from the Las Vegas Raiders, a rookie, decided he was going to pull out a Kermit the Frog hand puppet, which had a little wig on it, which, you know, looked similar to Patrick Mahomes' hair, and a Chiefs jersey. And he put his hand in the puppet and started talking, and at one point it seemed like he said, I'm a bee. Which was ridiculous, and he had a lot of fun with this. Now, who is Trey Taylor? Trey Taylor is a rookie drafted in the seventh round out of Air Force. He's a heck of an athlete. He won the Jim Thorpe Award, which is a multi-athlete award. However, seventh round draft picks are guaranteed nothing in the NFL. And he might not even get to play. But if he ever sees the field against Patrick Mahomes, I can guarantee you it will be – I don't care if they're losing the game.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes will tell Andy Reid, I'm going at that guy every single play on this drive. It'll be like that drive that I don't know if you guys remember in 2015, Roddy White's one of our – you know, still here. It's his last year here, and the fans are like, why isn't Roddy getting the ball? So Kyle Shanahan hears it for weeks. The opening drive, he throws the ball at Roddy like the first five straight plays.
I remember that.
To prove a point. That's what Patrick Mahomes is going to do to Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. These kind of things just never end well. I mean, there's just no – like, what is the best possible scenario for Trey Taylor? I can't think of
to
one.
To make the roster.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't think of one that actually sounds realistic. So, kudos to him, I guess, but it is what it is.
The last 5 years, the Raiders have only beaten the Chiefs twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here they are, so rent-free.
Yeah, it's
that's five times, it's twice a year, so it's 10 times. Two out of 10, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not very good.
No,
sounds like some
good.
Of the Braves' batting average. Hey, real quick, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and
start packing.
That's right.
Look, when we come back, we'll catch up with the Steakhouse. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.